And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, here at 9:30, just about 9:39. Chatting here today with Chris Burke, who joins us. He's from Housing and Credit Counseling Incorporated. He is a HUD exam certified housing and financial counselor. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you guys on. For those that don't know much about HCCI, give us a little background if you wouldn't mind.
Well, sure. We're a nonprofit that started way back in 1972, and what we try to do is help people with their finances, whether it's creating budgets, pulling credit reports. We also do the housing counseling, where we try to help people get into home ownership programs, and we have tenant and landlord counselors on staff that can guide you through what your rights are as a tenant and or as a landlord.
Okay. Well, this is a timely interview here then, because I know a lot of folks are struggling right now with their finances due to the coronavirus pandemic. But as I understand, you do have counselors available.
Oh, most definitely. We're all working remotely, doing telephone appointments, and we're more than willing to kind of help people kind of get a second set of eyes, if you will, to kind of look at that budget, talk about some ways to maybe make it hopefully balanced if you're looking at a reduced income, or perhaps even no income and just getting unemployment right now, what we can do to maybe prioritize your expenses and get you where you need to be.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the counseling, some of the things that counseling can help with individuals on.
Oh, sure. Some people, you know, don't haven't budgeted before, and they don't know really how to get it started. And so we can at least help them with the knowledge to get a budget started, and just basically, you know, it's down to what money's coming in, what money's going out, and then help them kind of prioritize what's going on with their expenses, and then also look for resources that can help maybe spread what income they do have coming in as far as it can go. Right now, you know, mortgage companies, for example, are doing some programs to help if you can't make a house payment for, you know, several months. They're doing some forbearances. And so we'll kind of walk them through what their mortgage company perhaps is offering to kind of help in this situation. And just the idea that, you know, it may have to be a crisis budget for a few months, but then we can get you back on track after that when things are hopefully back to normal.
Yeah, no doubt about that. What is the biggest challenge you find a lot of folks have with budgeting? Why is it so hard?
Well, people think that it's restrictive, or they're going to have to give up stuff, and they're not going to be able to do the things that they want to do. And the idea is that you plan and set money aside for those things. And if we can get people to think about what throws people into a tailspin sometimes are these non-monthly bills that, you know, come up that they don't plan for, like your car tags and taxes. For instance, you know it comes due once a year based on whatever month, you know, your last name goes with. So why not budget a little bit each month for 12 months, and then there you have it. And then the big thing, too, we find is so many folks do not have an emergency savings fund built up. You know, like they say, you should have at least $1,000 for an emergency savings. And, you know, this is a good point with what's going on right now is most people don't have that to rely on. But if they just would think about here's doing that, they would have been better off.
Well, a lot of folks are getting that stimulus money. Now, I don't know how much people can save from that, but if they're able to, if they're in a position they can, that's probably a good starting point, huh?
Oh, definitely, because there's still a lot of folks that are working full-time like normal, but there are also some that have, you know, had to have some cutbacks or totally laid off. But if you're in a situation where you're still covering the necessities, you know, use that stimulus to start that savings, if you will.
Again, we're talking with Chris Burke here with Housing and Credit Counseling Incorporated. They are, again, sponsored in part by Conza United Way and the City of Manhattan. What would you give as far as advice to those who may miss a mortgage payment here? If they're going to be late maybe paying that, what should they do to make sure they don't fall too far behind?
Sure. Well, first, they need to be very proactive and get a hold of their mortgage company, or again, they can visit with us and we can do a conference call and talk to the mortgage company with them to see what kind of a forbearance they're offering and how many months that they can kind of skip, so to speak, and then what the plan is once things are back and they're working their full wages, what they can then start paying back to get caught up. But the thing is, you don't want to hide in the sand, so to speak. You want to get a hold of that mortgage company and find out what's going on and what they offer. And again, it's a matter of right now, it's just prioritizing and making sure that you're just spending on the necessities that you have to have and really limiting some of the other fun stuff you used to do. You're probably not being able to do that now much anyway, so hopefully we're saving some money that way too.
And similar approach here, if you're renting, if talking to your landlord, maybe having that conversation?
Oh, most definitely. Let the landlords know what's going on, too. And so you want to be proactive again and call them as soon as you know something's up. You're not going to be able to make the rent this month, and find out what they hopefully will offer. And if not, definitely give us a call. We have three excellent tenant-landlord counselors on staff that know all about what's going on. And have been following all the governor's posts about the, postponing evictions and things of that nature. They know what's going on. So give us a call and we can sure help with that.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Here in this community, we have a lot of students, obviously, with Kansas State University. If there is the threat of eviction here, you have answers to that as well if the rent is late.
Oh, most definitely. Our counselors are experts and they can sure walk you through what your rights are and what you can hopefully do.
Okay. What about, a lot of us have student loan debt. I myself have some of that as well. What should people know about that? Most of the time they'll work with you.
Oh, most definitely. And again, it's just reaching out and talking to them. We have three certified student loan counselors as well on staff that know all the ins and outs and can walk you through if there's any programs right now that those services are doing due to the pandemic, and or if it's just a matter of looking into income-based or maybe rearranging that now that your income has dropped, things like that. They're good about calling the servicer with you and then walking through what options you have.
All right. I see that you also, HCCI, offers bankruptcy counseling as well?
We do. We were one of the first in the state of Kansas when the law changed back in 2005. And what we do is people who are thinking they have to do bankruptcy, they call us first, and then we go through what's going on with their debts and their budget, of course, see if there's other options out there. And if not, then we'll walk them through what's going to happen when they do this bankruptcy. And then when that law changed back in 2005, it's a requirement of that after the bankruptcy case is filed, they have to take a two-hour class on basically life after bankruptcy. And it gets more in-depth about managing your money, dealing with predatory lending, insurance, and things of that nature to hopefully get you on a better path after bankruptcy is all over with.
Hmm. All very important services being offered by HCCI. And I should note, as a nonprofit organization, if you need a consultation with anyone, it's free.
Correct, yeah. We have grants right now, and so, yeah, it's totally free. Please call and let us kind of help you walk through whatever situation you're in right now. We're happy to help.
All right. And I always think, one thing that might prevent somebody from making that phone call here is a lot of folks don't like to admit they need help. And in a time like this, I think it's important to realize that, there's nothing to be ashamed of. If you've experienced a financial loss, they're not here to judge you. You just give them a call and see how you can get any help.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, there's a lot going on right now, and we're never judgmental, and we're here to help get you back on track, whatever we can do.
All right. What is that phone number for folks to call if they have questions?
Yeah, they can call us at 1-800-383-0217.
All right. Chris, anything else we should know?
No, we just appreciate your time here and really appreciate the Cons of United Way and City of Manhattan helping us out and supporting us. And just give us a call and we can help.
Okay. Again, Chris Burke here. He's a HUD exam certified housing and financial counselor with Housing and Credit Counseling Incorporated, also known as HCCI here in the area. Thanks so much, Chris.
Well, thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus continuing after this. News Radio KMAN.